throws the hitter, and Armagh, right at the fifth, has scored a goal in this game in the closing minutes to take three Ulster titles in a row. Donegal were in total control of this. They were holding them at arm's length. We always knew a goal would be massive. Somehow, Armagh have managed to get that goal, Maureen, in the second period, the closing period of extra time. Dejection for Donegal. There's joyful scenes for Armagh. They're champions again.
Oh,
you couldn't write it.
You just couldn't write the script here in Clonus this afternoon. Like, what an incredible, incredible game of ladies football. End-to-end stuff. It started off very, very sort of easy at the start. It was a steal, even though there was great scores. But the second half was just unbelievable. But Donegal fell from 4 points. Armagh come back victorious at the end of full time. They got a cracking 1-1 in the dying seconds of the game, and they did it again, Oisin. And this, you know, like, so credit where credit's due. Armagh are worthy winners out there today. Donegal will be absolutely deflated. They'll be absolutely deflated, Oisin.
Deflated is the only word you can explain. We watch these girls out here, these Donegal girls that have went to the well again here in Ulster final day, but huge disappointment. And Armagh get that goal late in extra time. The story of the game, if we go back to the first half, three of the game's five goals coming in that in the opening half. Jerry McLaughlin and Niamh McLaughlin getting the two goals for Donegal. McCoy had scored the goal for Armagh in that opening half. At the break, it was 2-5 to Donegal, 1-8 to Armagh at half time after 31 minutes of football. Level pegging, 11 points apiece. We then go forward to the end of normal time, where it was all level, 2-14 apiece to force extra time in the tie. If we look down at our sheet below us, it was late scores again from Amy Mackin with that goal for Armagh in the 36th minute of the second half. There was nearly 10 minutes of time played extra on because of stoppages in the game. Kelly Mullen with a pressurised free levelled it up with 39 on the clock. That forced extra time. We go into extra time. I think it's fair to suggest Donegal were probably the better of the two teams in extra time. Certainly had most of the possession. At the break, at the end of the first period in extra time, they had a 2-point cushion, 2-17 to 2-15. Jerry McLaughlin kicked 2 points in extra time for Donegal, the second period that is, to then put them three up, 2-19 to 2-16. But Donegal didn't score after the fourth minute of the second period. Kelly Mallon with a point, and then that goal from Kelly Mallon as well, winning it right at the death, 3-17 to 2-19. It finished 26-25, a 1-point advantage in the end for Armagh, who make it three titles in a row, back-to-back victories over Donegal and provincial deciders as well. Listen, it was anybody's game, so it was, Maureen, but in the end, the goals count, particularly in ladies' football. There was five of them today. Three went for Armagh, and they got the one with the last score of extra time, which gave them the title.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to hand it to Armagh. They were lagging behind. They were, you know, down. But on both occasions, you couldn't actually have said that the same thing would have happened to Donegal going out in the second half. But I'm looking out in the field. You got elation in Armagh. You got deflation from Donegal. Just the way a football match is. But worthy winners in Armagh. Unfortunately, Donegal's going to have to go back to the drawing board and see how they can progress and develop and what they can do to just get over the line on days like these.